Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here for, excuse me, still trying to get over my minor cold. Story from CBS News, Americans are still cracking open cold ones, but what is inside is changing. What is inside the can is changing. More people are now reaching for cannabis beverages, non-alcoholic drinks that are infused with THC, the main ingredient in marijuana that makes you feel high. Some varieties also include CBD, a chemical compound found in marijuana or hemp that helps relieve pain, anxiety, and other health symptoms. The drinks come in different forms, including seltzers, juices, sodas, and teas. Consumer demand for cannabis beverages. Sam, I wouldn't buy one of these anyway because of my history, but do they sell these in Missouri where marijuana is legal? Do you know?
I have been to music venues within the last 6 months where I went up to the bar to get myself a club soda with lime, and right behind the counter was a can with a big old marijuana leaf on the front of it.
And we can presume that these are cannabis beverages.
That is correct.
All right. According to a July survey by Gallup, the percentage of U.S. adults who say they consume alcohol has fallen to 54%. So roughly half of American adults do not drink alcohol. That is the lowest level since 1939. More Americans now believe even moderate alcohol consumption is unhealthy.
What, you mean ingesting poison is bad for you?
Well, and they've actually...
Now, just a minute. I know, as the resident non-drinkers on this program, you have very strong opinions about alcohol, and you should.
I don't think it's bad for you. I think it's bad for me.
You know, Sam has repeatedly referred to alcohol as poison.
Yes.
I think MSG is poison. I think a lot of chemicals that we put into our bodies every day, either knowingly or unknowingly, are poison. Plastics are poison, and we are ingesting those at a rate that should make us all uncomfortable. But I would offer to you that there is nothing wrong with having a glass of wine in the evenings. That is not poison. That's grapes.
Actually, I think was it the CDC or the Surgeon General came out recently, and they're walking back the two drinks for a man a day and one drink for a woman a day is actually beneficial to your health. Where they're saying no amount of alcohol is actually good for your health. Now, if you go home and have a glass of wine, are you writing yourself an early exit from the planet?
No.
Probably not.
Now, if I'm drinking a bottle a night, I would agree with you, Sam, that is poisoning my system.
Are you drinking a bottle a night?
100% not drinking a bottle a night.
I'm not trying to shame people who do drink. I even called it poison when I did drink. It is quite literally poison. That's why it has an effect on you.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make you drunk if it wasn't poison.
I'm allergic to alcohol. I freely admit it. When I drink it, I break out in handcuffs.
That's pretty funny.
I know.
Not funny.
That's an old line I learned a long time ago.
But I mean, it applies to many things. It, like, you eat an entire bag of, not to call out one specific chip brand, but it's just the example.
Doritos.
Go with Funyuns. Nobody ever picks on Funyuns.
Funyuns are probably a great example. But if you eat an entire bag of Funyuns and you look at me and you're like, man, my stomach really hurts, I'm going to say, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Wonder why.
You have really bought into this physical fitness. What am I looking for here?
When you stop feeling like absolute
crap
every single day.
You also have celiac and other dietary issues, Sam. Or
you begin to realize what you were doing to yourself that caused you to feel that way.
You have an enormous gluten allergy, and I'm glad that you feel better, and I'm glad that you're healthier.
Yeah.
There's no gluten in Doritos.
Right. I love it when people say, hey, those are gluten-free. In fact, we had a drink on the golf course on Sunday, and there's a new Fresca vodka drink.
Ooh,
it was
very good. Fresca.
It was Fresca Black Cherry. And my girlfriend handed me one, and I said, oh, my gosh, look at that. They've got Fresca. Now look at this. And I crack it open, and I take a sip, and I go, that's pretty good. And she goes, you know what else? I think it's gluten-free. And I thought, well, there we go.
Well, let's have another.
I don't need gluten in my diet when I'm drinking.
Wait, who thought that there was hops in Fresca and vodka?
I don't know. It's so funny.
Isn't all hard alcohol gluten-free?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, there's gluten in beer, right?
The reason that beer has gluten is because of hops.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is a wheat.
So Fresca has gotten into the alcohol business?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's one of those little seltzers. It's gluten-free.
Like a White Claw? A
little bit. It's very refreshing.
From the text line, I think poison is the wrong word. What you're looking for is toxic.
Sure.
I feel like we're grasping at straws here.
If it's toxic, is it not a poison?
Right.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.